Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnad West, and we are coming at you from the Sewing Cafe in beautiful Pismo Beach, California, and we have a recipe that is definitely going to make everybody happy. This is my recipe for a peanut butter Elvis Monte Cristo, and everybody knows a Monte Cristo sandwich is pretty much a fried ham and cheese sandwich, and though we're not really frying this, we are having a play with the fried concept. And I think everyone's gonna love it. Let's get started. The very first thing we're gonna need are 4 slices of glazed donut. And I highly recommend that you buy these donuts instead of make them yourself. If you wanna make them, have at it. The bought ones though, they seem to work better than making the fresh ones. And I've done this many a times, so it definitely makes sense to just buy them. 1/2 pound of seasoned ground beef. I love grass-fed beef, especially California grass-fed beef. There is nothing better in the world to me. Bacon, always local to taste. Our good local lettuce, and I love getting lettuce from good farmers around the valley, especially Oak Patch Vegetables. Farmer Tom Newman, he makes the best lettuce ever. I don't know what he does, but it's incredible the way he grows it. 2 tablespoons of local peanut butter, and we have a lot of good local peanut butters here, especially in the Pismo and the Fresno, California area. It's not hard to find the good stuff. 1 banana sliced thin and 1 fried egg, and it's a very simple recipe. We're going to make a fried egg burger using the banana as the base of what we're doing, our flavor, peanut butter, as you know, where we would normally put as our mayonnaise. And then we're going to top that with our donut and some bacon. And I recommend at least 3 slices of bacon per burger, especially if you're making this, you know, for your husband and you want to surprise him. This is something that would really make him happy, you know, especially for an anniversary or a birthday. My wife made this for me once and I was blown away. Like I said, we've tweaked it a little bit using the peanut butter and banana. If she had put that in there, I don't know what I would have done. I have tried it now and it was really, really good. But it's a fun recipe and that's what it's all about, especially what we do here on the Fresh Kitchen on Agnad West. We want to bring people together. We want to get you excited about food and let you know that, you know what, the harvest is great. And even though we are in a drought, and keep in mind, you know, to watch your water usage and be safe with the way we're consuming our water, that we could still have a lot of fun and make a lot of great food. Give me a like on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnad West.